Colorado's appeals court hears a case today about college athletics and money. At the center is Jeremy Bloom, a University of Colorado football player. He's challenging rules that bar him from signing lucrative endorsement deals. Bloom says he needs the money to pay for skiing, his other sporting passion. But the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, says allowing him to endorse products would harm the ideal of amateur athletics. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Jeremy Bloom says he grew up in Colorado with two dreams, to play football for the state's largest university and to compete as a skier in the Olympics.
I just love to play athletics, and I love to get my education here, and that's all I want to do. I don't want to fight with the NCAA, but when they try to take my dreams, I'll fight till the bitter end.
Bloom doesn't fit the image of a football player. At 22 years old, he's only 5'9" and skinny, but he's a fast runner, and that's why Colorado tapped him for their team. He's also attractive, and his looks landed him a modeling contract with Tommy Hilfiger and appearances on MTV. But Bloom had to give this up when he became a college football player. His lawyers say those deals could have earned him more than $400,000, a thought that frustrates Bloom.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Bloom asked the NCAA for a waiver from rules barring endorsement deals, but the association denied his request. So this winter, as he started training for the 2006 Winter Olympics, he decided to flout the rules and signed several endorsement deals. He says he needs the money for a ski coach and a trainer. But NCAA attorney Linda Salfrank says the waiver Bloom is asking for will net him far more than what he needs just for skiing.
Jeremy is not looking for a narrowly tailored exception to the NCAA rules. He's not looking to only endorse skiing-related materials. He's not looking to do one paid media appearance. He's looking for a special rule which would allow him to take advantage of any and all media opportunities that come his way.
Bloom counters by asking why shouldn't he be allowed to make a lot of money. He says the NCAA and the universities are making billions of dollars. Why shouldn't the players? Bloom points to CBS's $6 billion contract to air March Madness basketball playoff games.
And now you have corporate endorsements all over the place. You have television commercials. You have coaches making millions of dollars. It's not amateurism anymore.
Still, the NCAA stands firmly behind its mandate to maintain the ideal of amateur athletics in college. Tulane University sports law professor Gary Roberts says that ideal is a valid one. Still, he says Bloom has gained a lot of sympathy from sports writers and fans.
I think he is tapping in to the public's general cynicism about big-time college football. People really don't believe that these kids who are out there on the football field in the fall on Saturday afternoons are really amateurs. And there is, an instinctive sense by a lot of folks in our society that the system is taking advantage of these kids.
Despite this popular support, Roberts predicts Jeremy Bloom will lose his case before Colorado's appeals court. That will force Bloom to choose between college football and professional skiing. He says he'll choose skiing, but not without some regrets, especially next season when his teammates take to the field without him. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.